Hello, I'm John Eldridge, and what you are listening to is what we call the Daily Prayer. Over the years of our spiritual life and journey, and especially here at Ransomed Heart, we have grown in our understanding of prayer, in our need for prayer, and we've developed this thing that we call the Daily Prayer because we pray it daily. It's kind of morphed through several generations now as we've come to appreciate something new about an aspect of the work of Christ, or come to have a little bit more clarity on the different types of spiritual warfare that come against us. And so we wanted to offer this sort of updated version. I suppose it's the Daily Prayer 4.0. But the spirit of this is that this is not a mantra. All of this is drawn straight from Scripture. And in fact, if you wanted sort of the scriptural references for it, I unpack all of that in the book, Waking the Dead. James says that the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And so the whole point is your heart in this, your posture of faith and belief and submission to Christ and standing against your enemies. You don't have to pray this exactly. But we have found that it helps us to take our place in Christ every day and bring His kingdom throughout our kingdoms. And Jesus did say, remain in me in John 15, and I will remain in you, which implies that we can sort of wander. We cannot remain in Christ. It's not a matter of salvation. It's a matter of intimacy and connection, a matter of submission and of receiving all that God has for us on a particular day. And so this is how we start our mornings. I pray this before anything else, before I even have breakfast in the morning. And I've just come to appreciate it so deeply. And it's a fact that we wanted to offer it to you. Now, I'm recognizing that both men and women are going to be helped by this, praying along with this, and those of you who may have families as well. And so when I'm praying as a father and as the head of a household, or you might be a mother, I always include my wife and my children in this by name. I kind of draw them into the prayer as I'm praying along. I'll point that out where I do that once, but I'm not going to include that here because I want this prayer to speak to the single or the married or the person, male or female, in any situation in life. So here we go. My dear Lord Jesus, I come to you now to be restored in you, to be renewed in you, to receive your life and your love and all of the grace and mercy I so desperately need from you this day. I honor you as my sovereign, and I surrender every aspect and every dimension of my spirit and soul and body to you now, my heart, my mind, my will. I cover myself with the blood of Christ, spirit and soul and body and heart, and I ask your Holy Spirit to restore me in you today, to renew me in you, and to lead this time of prayer. And then here's where I normally add, in all that I now pray, I include my wife and my children by name. Acting as their head, I draw them under your authority and under your covering. I cover them with your blood, Jesus, their spirit, soul, and body, their heart, mind, and will. And I ask your Holy Spirit to apply to them all that I now pray on their behalf, acting as their head. In all that I now pray, I stand in agreement with your spirit, Jesus, and with my allies and my intercessors by your Spirit alone. Dear God, holy and victorious Trinity, you alone are worthy of all of my worship, my heart's devotion, all of my praise, all of my trust, and all of the glory of my life. I love you. I worship you. I trust you. And I give myself over to you, God, in my heart's search for life. You alone are life. and you have become my life. I renounce all other gods, I renounce all idols, and I give to you, God, the place in my heart and in my life that you truly deserve. This is all about you. This is not about me. You are the hero of this story, and I belong to you. And so I ask your forgiveness for my every sin. I ask you to search me and know me and reveal to me where you are working and what you are asking, and that you would grant to me the grace of your healing and deliverance and a deep and true repentance. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me and choosing me before you made the world. You are my true Father. You are my creator, my redeemer, my sustainer. You are the true end of all things, including my life. And I love you, and I worship you, and I trust you. And I give myself over to you now to be one with you in all things, as Jesus is one with you. Father, thank you for proving your love, sending Jesus. I receive him. I receive all his life and all his work that you provided for me. Thank you for including me in Christ, for forgiving me my sin, for granting to me his integrity and righteousness, for making me complete in him. Thank you for making me alive with Christ, raising me with him, seating me with him at your right hand, establishing me in his authority, and anointing me with your love and your spirit and your favor. I receive it with thanks, and I give it total claim to my life. And I bring the life and I bring the work of the Lord Jesus Christ over my home and over my family this day, over my life and throughout my household, and my vehicles, and my work, and my finances, and throughout my domain. And I stake it there in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, thank you for coming to ransom me with your own life. I honor you as my sovereign, and I love you, and I worship you, and I give myself over to you now, spirit and soul and body, to be one with you in all things. Jesus, I sincerely receive you as my deliverer from sin and death and judgment and from the kingdom of darkness and its every claim. And I receive all of the work and all of the triumph in your cross and death and blood and sacrifice for me, whereby I am atoned for. I am ransomed and transferred to your kingdom. My sin nature is removed, my heart is circumcised unto God, and every claim against me, every claim, is canceled, broken, and disarmed by your cross and your blood and death and sacrifice this day throughout my kingdom and my domain. And so I take my place now in your cross, in which I have died with you to sin, to my flesh, to the world, and to the evil one and his kingdom. And I take up the cross, and I crucify my flesh. And at this point, you might want to specifically name those things that you need to crucify today. I crucify all pride and arrogance, idolatry, adultery, unbelief. I put off the old man. And I ask you, Father, to apply to me all of the work and all of the triumph in the cross and death and blood and sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ this day. I receive it with thanks, and I give it total claim to my spirit and my soul and my body, to my heart and my mind and my will. And Jesus, I also sincerely receive you as my life, my holiness, my strength. And I receive all of the work and all of the triumph in your resurrection and in your life this day, whereby you have conquered sin and death and judgment. Death has no mastery over you now, nor does any foul thing. And I have been raised with you to a new life, to live your life, dead to sin and alive to God. And so now I take my place this day in your life and in your resurrection, whereby I am saved by your life. I reign in life through your life. And I receive, Jesus, the fullness of your life this day, your humility and love and forgiveness, your integrity in all things, your wisdom and cunning and discernment, your strength and courage and valor, your joy, your creativity, and your union with the Father. I receive your life today, Jesus, and I make no provision for any other, anywhere in me. Father, I ask you to apply to me all of the work and all of the triumph in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ and in his life this day. I receive it with thanks, and I give it total claim to my body and soul and spirit, my heart and mind and will. And Jesus, I also sincerely receive you as my authority and rule and dominion and my everlasting triumph against Satan and against his kingdom and my ability to bring your kingdom at all times and in every way. And I receive all of the work and all of the triumph in your authority, your ascension, and your throne, whereby you have judged Satan and cast him down. You have disarmed his kingdom. All authority in heaven and on this earth is given to you, Jesus. All authority in heaven and on this earth is yours, and you are worthy to receive all glory and honor, power and dominion now and forevermore. And I have been given fullness in you. And so I take my place now in your authority and in your throne, whereby I have been raised with you to the right hand of the Father and established in your authority. And I bring the kingdom of God and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ over my life this day, over my home and over my household, my vehicles and finances, my office and work, and all of my kingdom and all of my domain. I now bring the fullness of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, power of his cross, his resurrection, and his ascension against Satan and against his kingdom, against every foul and unclean spirit raised against me this day, against every foul power and every black art, against all forms of spiritual warfare coming against me this day. I disarm them through the full work and triumph of the Lord Jesus Christ and in Jesus' name. Now, at this point in the prayer, I usually stop and I name the things that I know have been coming against me in recent days or that may be set against me even this day. Is it accusation? Is it judgment? Is it shame? Some form of temptation? Some struggle? I bring the work of the Lord Jesus Christ against. What you'll want to do is pause this recording and you go ahead and you name those right now, all of it. And then the way we pick back up is, I send all foul and unclean spirits and all foul powers and black arts, all things raised against me this day, banished from my life, my home, my family, my household, my kingdom, and my domain in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh. And in Jesus' name, and I ask you, Father, to apply to me all of the work and all of the triumph in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and in his ascension shared with me. I receive it with thanks. I give it total claim to my spirit and soul and body, to my heart and my mind and my will. Holy Spirit, thank you for coming. I love you, and I worship you, and I honor you as my sovereign. I sincerely receive you, and I receive all the work and all the triumph in Pentecost, in which you have come You have clothed me with power from on high. You have sealed me in Christ. You have established me in the Father and in the Son. You have become the Spirit of truth in me, the life of God in me, my counselor, my comforter, my strength, and my guide. You are my anointing, Holy Spirit. And so I now yield every aspect and dimension of my spirit and soul and body, my heart, my mind, my will, and all that is within me to you, Holy Spirit, to be filled with you and to walk in step with you in all things this day. I ask you to fill me afresh, to restore my union with the Father and the Son. I ask you to lead me in all truth and to anoint me for all of my life and walk and calling this day. I receive you with thanks and I give you total claim to my life. Heavenly Father, thank you for granting to me every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. I claim the riches in Christ Jesus over my home and over my life and over my household this day, over my vehicles and finances and my work and throughout my kingdom and my domain. And I bring the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ over my spirit and my soul and my body, over my heart and my mind and my will now. I ask you to armor me with your armor. I gird myself with the belt of truth. I put on your breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the readiness of the gospel, the helm of salvation. I take up the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit. And I choose to be strong in the Lord and in the strength of your might, and to pray at all times in the Spirit. I summon your angels, and I ask them to guard, to protect me, to establish your kingdom, Jesus, throughout my kingdom and throughout my domain this day, and to destroy all that is raised against me, to be my companions throughout the day. And Jesus, I ask you to send your Spirit forth in your kingdom, and to wake and rouse and quicken and unite my intercessors and my allies this day, and that you would raise up the full company and the full canopy of prayer and intercession for me. I call forth the kingdom of God and the glory and the rule and the dominion of the Lord Jesus Christ over my life, my home, and throughout my kingdom and throughout my domain this day. All of this in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and in Jesus' name, with all thanks and worship and praise to you, Jesus. Amen.